Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
In Pensacola, it is 7:11, and right now it's already up to 82 degrees in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 87 today. Looking at the threat net radar, we've got some rain already in the Milton Pace area, and that little system, just a small little system, is moving southeast towards Navarre area, so like Fort Walton Beach area. So just kind of slowly moving that way. By this afternoon, though, looks like we're going to get a pretty big thunderstorm around Pensacola. Probably around noon is what the threat net radar looks like thus far. But you know how these radar things are.
That's true.
It might not do anything. Or it might come at 10 o'clock. Like we just, who knows?
It might be all the rain ever created. It's Pensacola. Yeah,
exactly.
You never know. Yeah, that's the beauty
of
it.
It's like one of those sciences that just, it just will not, it will not improve. Meteorology. We just can never get it right.
That's true.
I mean, you look at your phone. My phone will give me alerts like it's rain is about to start in your location in 10 minutes. And I'm like,
same.
It's already raining. Where you been?
Right.
You know, like, it's like rain will stop in stop in your location in 10 minutes. And I'm like, it stopped 5 minutes ago. Where you been? Come on now. Catch up.
Instead of shot spotter, we need storm spotter.
It's right.
We need both.
A real thing like that. Yeah, absolutely.
A real thing.
Yesterday, I had mentioned that we sent out our second listener advisory board for news radio. And out of the listeners that filled it out, one of the last question was, if you vote Republican and the election were held today, which of the announced candidates would you vote for? So in other words, if they're not announced, then it wasn't included in the list. Coming in number one was, with 61%, was Ron DeSantis.
Oh.
So the majority of news radio listeners saying, yes, if the election were held today, vote for DeSantis. Almost 14% said Trump. And actually, the next highest was 8%, almost 8% said none. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And then the next after that was Tim Scott, by the way. So if you looked at the actual three people, DeSantis, Trump, and then Tim Scott. And I've mentioned before, I really like Tim Scott. And if he started getting traction, I'd be okay with it. I think he's a good candidate. Now, 61% of news radio listeners saying in the listener advisory board that they would vote for DeSantis if the election were held today. So I'm sure they're not very thrilled when you see the news about DeSantis' presidential race right now. The word coming out that he's 20 points behind in Iowa. Now, mega donor Ken Griffin, the billionaire CEO of Citadel, previous DeSantis donor, is now saying he's assessing the field. Not quite sure of the trajectory of the campaign. He may jump off of the DeSantis train. He's not the only one. Some other Ron DeSantis fundraisers have had donors questioning the trajectory of the campaign. I saw a story last night that DeSantis is weighing a new media strategy in order to satisfy donors, in order to try to boost his campaign. Well, I talked to a friend of mine who is up in Iowa. I'll just tell you, Steve Dace. So Steve Dace used to be a nationally syndicated talk show host. He now has a national podcast under the Blaze umbrella.
Right.
With Glenn Beck's organization. Mm-hmm. So I used to be Steve's fill-in person anytime he went on vacation and stuff. And Steve and I have been friends for a long time. Well, Steve is in Des Moines. He's in Iowa. And one of the reasons why he stays in Iowa is because he loves being like on the ground with all presidential efforts, both Democrat and Republican. Like all efforts go through Iowa, and he's like known as the person that
cool
has a good thumb, you know, his thumb on the pulse of everything.
What does he say about DeSantis?
So I asked him yesterday. I asked him to come on the show, and he said he wouldn't be able to come on this morning, but he'll try to, he'll try for Monday. And so I said, well, just give me a little something. Just give me a little something I can share. And he said, actually, I don't think he's doing as bad as what, like, the media and the articles are saying. He said, all I can tell you is I think his campaign's actually doing much better than what it may appear from the outside. And what he means by that is, you got to remember, Iowa's a caucus state, which means on caucus day, January 15th, everybody's going to get together in these little meetings. And so all that really matters is what happens in these little caucus meetings. When your neighborhood, when you go with your neighborhood to the school and you're in the gymnasium and everybody there is trying to advocate for their candidate, who's going to have the most people advocating for their candidate? That's what matters. And I've got a story about that right after traffic on the fives.
And this is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. 250-3756 for your no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. Not showing any accidents right now. Already slowdowns. We had a slowdown, it looks like, on 90. Parts of it are gathering water. Of course, they had some heavy rain a little earlier, and we're going to have rain on and off throughout the day. We'll cover off on our forecast, the ThreatNet radar, here in just a moment. But looking good. I mean, for the most part, the only slowdowns for the most part now that I'm seeing is your usual area congestion, that lights, etc. So Executive Landscaping, again, bringing you traffic on the fives. You can text 437-1620 if you have a traffic tip. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So let me explain, like, the power of organization. So this is what I learned in Iowa when I lived there. It really is about who, like, when I got there, people were like, oh, so Dr. Ben Carson hired this person to run his Iowa campaign. I'm like, so what does that mean? You know, like, it was
right,
like,
right.
Okay. And, but the people there, the politicos there know you hire certain people and it can make or break your campaign. Trump hired the same individual to run his Iowa campaign that Rick Santorum did in 2012, that Mike Huckabee did before that. These are two individuals that were unknowns, essentially, on the national stage, who ended up either winning or coming close to winning Iowa.
Right,
and
absolutely.
Trump went and hired him. And Trump wasn't an unknown, you know? So
right,
he already had, like, a leg up, and he went and hired that same guy. And so people are like, oh, they got this person or they got that person. And then people are like, oh, so-and-so hired this guy. I'm like, what does that mean? They go, well, that's the guy that Jeb Bush hired. And, you know, he didn't do jack, you know. And it's like, oh, okay. So it's about your organization, because the person you hire to run your Iowa campaign knows how to build your campaign for a caucus. Now, what's a caucus? A caucus is when they literally take, like, areas, very small areas, by the way. You're talking about like 100 or 150, maybe 200 people. And they go, okay, so you in this neighborhood, up to 200 people, you guys are going to go to the school and you're going to meet in the library. Now, others in the neighborhood, up to 200 people, are going to meet in the gymnasium. Others are going to go meet in the pickleball court or whatever, right? And they have all these locations where people are meeting in little groups of 150 to 200 people. Then when you're there, they give you a moment. So it's literally anybody who wants to vote, you go to a caucus meeting. And if you don't know where to go, you show up at this place and they go, oh, you live here, you go over to this room. You live here, you go over to that room. So they guide you with the whole thing. Then when you go there, they give a representative from each candidate time to, hey, this is why you should vote for my person. And right there, it's last minute. Like, I'm going to try to convince you to change your mind if you've already decided you're voting for this person. Here's an example. It actually happened to me. I was there with a couple of my neighbors, and friends, and one of them was all in for Marco Rubio. The other one was all in for Rand Paul. And they were both on the fence for Trump. And it came down, everybody made these arguments, looked at them like, you guys votes changed, like, nope. And they pass out a little piece of paper for you to write the name of the candidate down on. All of a sudden, the caucus leader goes, stop, everybody stop, don't write a name down yet. We have one more guest. So one thing that the caucuses do too is the campaigns will actually send in guests to be able to represent the campaign.
And not necessarily the person, like not Donald Trump necessarily, but somebody to represent him, you're saying. Okay.
Correct. But yet at the same time, Donald Trump will actually go to like the bigger caucuses.
Of course. Right. Sure.
Mitt Romney went to the big caucus. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll still go as well, but they'll send a representative as well.
Right.
So he goes, stop. We have one guest that showed up late. I want you to be able to hear from this guest before you make your vote. In walks Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, man.
Don Jr. Yeah. comes in.
Right.
Thank you so much for delaying your vote for just 1 minute. I won't take very long. Here's the pitch why I think you should vote for my dad. And, you know, he gave his little spiel. Mm-hmm. I looked at both of my friends and both of them went, yeah, I'm switching. That was a great pitch right there.
Absolutely.
What he just said is what I want for president. And they both switched their vote. That's the power of a caucus. And that's why we can look at polls with DeSantis right now up north and go, oh, man, he's down 20 points. That doesn't matter. As long as he's got the right organization that he's building for caucus night, that's when it really makes a difference. So just a little insider info on how that works. Because even if he doesn't win Iowa, if he does well in Iowa, it gives you momentum for New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada, et cetera. And it's the same thing for Tim Scott. Same thing for Nikki Haley. It's the same thing for, you know, when the Democrats ran last time, that's what helped Pete Buttigieg. Mm-hmm. Pete Buttigieg hired the right structure for Iowa, and he did very well, and that propelled him to do well through the rest of the states, and enough so, or I mean, like I said, rumors were if Biden wasn't going to run this time for reelection, Pete Buttigieg was probably going to be the top candidate for the Democrat ticket. That's how powerful it was for him to build a good campaign in Iowa. So, all right. Coming up here next, we're going to talk to David Wayne over in the newsroom, and I got a little bit of story, a little story about Representative Matt Gaetz from here in the Panhandle. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to DataRevs.com, winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, DataRevs.com.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Feedmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you desire appreciation? Do you find yourself full of anxiety and frustration when you've served people humbly, yet it seems they've completely taken you for granted? Certainly, if you've served in such a way, people should be thankful and they should express their appreciation. However, it's unhealthy and unwise for any of us to crave appreciation from others. The fact is, people are generally consumers. They will often consume your service and move on to the next thing in their lives. The key is to serve others as unto the Lord. Do your service thoroughly and humbly as if you're serving God Himself. Lay up your treasures in heaven. Man's approval and appreciation is way overrated. And frankly, God's approval is way undersought.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
If you have employees,
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Ross, who's filling in for Andrew. And let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives as it's 7:25.
Right? All right. Not showing a lot this morning. Certainly use caution wherever you are. We were getting word that there was some ponding water maybe on 90 after some heavy storms this morning. But not too bad. Doesn't look like an accident or anything. At 10, 110, 98, all clear. The General Chappie James Bridge, that is the 3 mile bridge, that's clear too. In both directions, traffic is flowing smoothly. If you have traffic tips, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Looking at the ThreatNet radar right now, looks like we are starting to get that storm cell that was hitting Pace earlier that was dumping all that rain. It's starting to expand a little bit, so parts of Pensacola may start getting that rain. It's going over the bay right now, headed over to Gulf Breeze, Navarre area. So, and then there's a bigger chance, like the storm system is supposed to grow closer to noon. So we'll have to see what happens with that. Then I had this real quick here. Representative Matt Gaetz from here in the Panhandle back under another investigation for ethics. And it's really tied to the last one that was dropped pertaining to whether he had sexual misconduct and illicit drug use, things like that. That case was like dropped, but now there's another one dealing with another person, but it ties in Matt Gaetz. And so looks like he's the investigation has been revived pertaining to him. So we'll have to see what happens to that with our representative. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David.
Well, Bobby, big news in Iowa today is Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is signing a bill to pass the 6-week abortion ban there. That bill passed on Tuesday. Currently, the Iowa law was up to 20 weeks for abortions. India trying to become the fourth country now to execute a controlled landing on the moon. They launched a rocket overnight. Only three other countries have ever completed a moon landing, the U.S., Russia, and China. And the WNBA All-Star Game going on this weekend in Las Vegas. Team Aja Wilson and Team Brianna Stewart squaring off on Saturday night. Wilson drafted her teammate Chelsea Gray with the first pick in the All-Star Draft, and Stewart selected Brittany Griner.
Wow, very nice right there. Yeah, I saw the India thing shooting off. So they tried last year to land a lunar, you know, rover, and it crashed or it blew up or something. I don't know. It didn't work. So they're very hopeful for this launch. I mean, they've at least launched. It's just whether they can land on the moon is a completely different thing. And so I think they said it's going to take like a couple of days to get up there, though, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a short journey to the moon.
Yeah. But it's right there. I can see it.
That's right. Come on.
What's that, Candy?
Think the moon is real? Well, I'm just kidding. Yes. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
It's the biggest block of cheese, isn't it?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I was always told.
That's why I'm in news.
What about that movie that came out a couple years ago where the
Moonfall?
Moon is hollow?
Oh.
Actually a spaceship type thing. What was that one?
Some people believe that. I forget what it's called. Like, is it Moonfall maybe or something?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that what
that
it is?
It. Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
We bought it.
It's a pretty good movie.
It was not the worst. It had the dude from Game of Thrones in it and like two other people. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
We bought it.
It kind of surprised me. I was like, well, this is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah. So. Although I think the moon is a moon. Yeah. So.
The moon's a moon.
The moon's a moon.
But what is a moon? Is it just some sort of satellite station for
our moon?
Alien civilization?
People really think that.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, I can't say I've never been there. So I don't know. I mean, clearly.
That's true. I haven't either.
No. But like Kansas.
Marjorie Taylor Greene has been officially kicked out of the Freedom Caucus, according to Representative Ken Burns. It says She's been kicked out, and she shouldn't be part of it in the future either. Youch! This is because of her critiques against other Republican colleagues and her support for the $1 trillion debt ceiling deal with Joe Biden.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. It's no joke. The Secret Service admits it can't find the person who left coke at the White House.
The investigation will not be able to single out a person of interest from the hundreds of individuals who passed through the vestibule where the cocaine was discovered.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. Donald Trump sits down with Maria Bartiromo. The former president bashes one of his biggest critics, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
He's sad. I mean, I watched him the other day. He said, I built 47 miles of wall. I built over 500 miles of wall. And that's home. Homeland Security statements. I had the safest border in the history of our country.
Exclusive interview airs on Sunday Morning Futures on the Fox News Channel. President Biden will automatically cancel $39 billion in student debt for more than 800,000 borrowers. The Department of Education will begin telling people today that they are off the hook. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 83 right now in Pensacola. Santa Rosa County leaders squashing the controversy over the proposal to designate no shark fishing areas on Navarre Beach. County Administrator Devan Cook says county staff had taken the steps to address possible safety issues over rumblings that a private charter company wanted to set up shop.
Basically, they would set up on our beach and have shark fishing for tourists to come and pay to try to reel in a shark. Ms. White brought that to my attention, and over the years, they have had some concerns from tourists and residents about shark fishing in the vicinity of swimmers.
And Cook apologized to both the board and the public. Ultimately, the commissioners approved a resolution to support fishermen and say that no new fishing zones would be created on Navarre Beach. Well, it's about a month out from the start of school now. Officials over at the new Warrington Preparatory Academy, the old Warrington Middle School, say things are coming along nicely for this coming year.
We still have a little work to do. We're removing some stuff, but it's coming along well.
That's Dr. Erica Foster. She's the school's new principal. She used to work for the Escambia School District. The school is supplying students with uniforms. There will be fresh paint, new lighting, and improved food choices in the cafeteria. Foster says so far they've still got 19 jobs to fill at that school. Forecasters at NOAA and the National Hurricane Center have a new forecasting model, and they say it should provide better forecasts for the remainder of the Atlantic hurricane season. Hurricane specialist Robbie Berg.
We're going to throw it into the toolbox like we use all the other models when we make a forecast. It'll all go into that, helping us make that forecast, and then we'll reassess at the end of the season to see how well the new model has actually performed.
And he says that the new high-resolution model should more accurately simulate what's happening in the core of developing storms. Hey, tomorrow's Kids Day at the National Naval Aviation Museum, part of their Visitor Appreciation Day series. That's going to start at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and there will be free kids admission to all giant screen movies or simulator rides. This is with the purchase of an adult ticket, though, to accompany them. Also, starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, they're going to have a paper airplanes presentation. Your kids can learn the right way to make a paper airplane with members of the Blue Angels, who would know better than them, right? So all that happening tomorrow at the Naval Aviation Museum. And 7:34, Candy, you want to give us an update on what's happening on the roads?
Absolutely. That sounds fun, though, making paper airplanes with the Blue Angels. Oh, my gosh. All right. We do see one thing in Cantonment, Highway 29 and Tree Street in Cantonment. It says possible roadblock. I'm not showing that. Which doesn't necessarily mean there isn't one, but certainly use caution as you know wherever you are. I don't see anything stop and go on 29 right now. Certainly if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Active pattern continuing for today as we wrap up the work week. A very high chance of rain as we go through the daytime hours. Keep an umbrella close. Highs will be near about 90 degrees. And through the weekend, rain chances will stay high as well through the afternoon and daytime hours. So looks like no break just yet for the rain. Highs are going to continue in the 90s through the weekend, and lows will be in the mid to upper 70s. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
And right now we are seeing a little bit of rain around parts of Pensacola. Other than that, though, 83 degrees in Pensacola, also 83 in Gulf Breeze. It's 80 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Suvino with Your Money Now. Not everybody loves those new artificial intelligence apps. The Federal Trade Commission says it's investigating whether OpenAI's ChatGPT has harmed people by publishing false information about them. It poses a potential legal threat to the popular chatbot, which can generate eerily human-like content using AI. When the massive Inflation Reduction Act passed through Congress last year, one of its major funding sources was a crackdown on the nation's wealthiest delinquent taxpayers, or non-payers. Well, fast forward about a year, and the IRS says its efforts are paying off. The agency says it's closed about 175 tax delinquency cases against millionaires in recent months. It's brought in $38 million in back taxes. On Wall Street, better-than-expected earnings reports from some of the nation's best banks have turned futures positive. That includes JPMorgan Chase, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo. That's Your Money Now.
And you've ever wondered whether they're getting the very best service that you can give them from an HR perspective, you know, like dealing with payroll or providing benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, and disability? This is why you want to call Torgerson Causey, because they'll come in and they'll kind of look at what your business is doing and they'll find out, look, can we do it better? Can we do it cheaper? Can we do it in a way that gives you more confidence? Or maybe, you know, they look at it and they say, we can't do it any better than you're already doing it. But that way, you know. And I'll tell you from personal experience, okay? About 6 years ago, we started working with them here at Cat Country and News Radio, and I have been blown away. I mean, you wouldn't normally say that about an HR company, but honestly, they have been fantastic. They gave us options in our medical coverage, which we didn't have before. They've always been available to answer questions and answer them in a detailed way, which is not true of everybody. So really, it was a step up in customer service for us. I've been impressed. More than 20 years in business. Estimates are always free. No obligation for them to look at what you're doing, of course. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 9:30. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida sponsors the show. When Key Marine needs to hire service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical Center. It's the dream team, and you can learn more about how to care for your boat. So join them today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When we talk about imports like Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, really nice cars, you pay a little bit extra to get them, but you don't have to pay extra to service them. That's a kind of a common belief people have, is that you have to go to the dealership in order to get them serviced. You don't. And if that dealership happens to be, I don't know, over a state line, over some water, across a bridge that nobody ever enjoys driving across, well, you can not only save money, but save time and inconvenience by getting your car serviced right here on Davis Highway at Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on those cars all the time. They work on domestics. They work on diesel engines. If you've got a diesel truck, for example, you might think, again, that's a little bit tricky and you got to go to the dealership. You don't. They take care of those cars all the time. Their philosophy is, let's see you for the little stuff, the preventative, routine, scheduled maintenance, so we can avoid seeing you for the big stuff. Kind of like a healthcare clinic for your car, which is why they have their website called acarclinicservice.com. In 2021, Carfax rated them a top-rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Every Friday night through September, bring your beach chairs and blankets to the Gulfside Pavilion at Pensacola Beach for a free family-friendly movie presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. The Cinemas in the Sand movie this week is The Sandlot, beginning at sunset. Enjoy a free one-hour Pilates class at Community Maritime Park Sunday morning at 10:30. Bring your own mat and water. More at cityofpensacola.com. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
That
time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Pensacola. This is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there is a so Andrew will be back on
Tuesday.
Yeah. So he's just out for just on vacation, just having a good old time. I think it's a staycation too, right?
I think it is. So. I think his kids have something that they're doing this weekend, like engineering wise thingy that they're going to. But I think it's a staycation for the most part.
STEM kids.
So, yeah. Smart kids. His kids are great.
Very much so. Looking at the ThreatNet radar, there was a little bit of thunderstorms just south of Milton earlier. Now it's just dissipating into regular rain. Might be getting some rain over by Gulf Breeze right now, at least looking at the ThreatNet radar is what it's looking like right now. And we're going to have a chance of thunderstorms all throughout the day, kind of pop-up showers. Actually, earlier I just noticed this a little bit ago, like further east of us, like Miramar Beach, close to Panama City, they're having major thunderstorms right now. And so at least we don't have that going on. I saw this story here before we get into movies. But basically all of the school districts in the area are still needing to hire people, and they have about a month before they open. So
there's hundreds of jobs available.
Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Baldwin County all have open positions to fill. And Escambia County, for example, 110 positions that they need to fill for the school year still. That's a lot right there. Santa Rosa, nearly 200 positions. So there's a lot of opportunities there. If you need a job or somebody you know needs a job, the school districts definitely could use you right now.
Absolutely.
So be sure to check that out. So coming up this weekend, or I guess the big movie this weekend, is Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. I'm looking forward to it. I wanted to see it last night, but... It's been a long time since I've done morning radio, and I realized
I gotta go to bed at 8 o'clock in the morning to do it. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Right exactly. Away,
like,
man.
Basically, the show. The show's not even over yet, and I start going to bed. I'm like too tired, so I was like, I will just fall asleep if I try to go watch this movie to review it. I used to like to do that when I used to do morning radio. I'd go watch the Thursday night movie so I could review it Friday morning. Mm-hmm. I had no energy. Couldn't do it. So I will see it probably this weekend. But I do like the Mission Impossibles. My one concern with this one is when it says Dead Reckoning Part 1. And I was like, oh, no. No. I hate cliffhangers.
You're
just sitting there and now you got to wait a whole nother year for the rest of it to come out.
Or longer. Everybody's on strike.
No, that's true.
Yeah, so it might be
good
a little
point.
Longer.
Now with the writer strike and the actor strike, if they don't have this thing wrapped up yet, then that could definitely create a delay. So this one, Tom Cruise returns as Ethan Hunt. It's the seventh, by the way. If you've been wondering how many Mission Impossibles, 7.
God, that's so weird.
He and his IMF team must track down a new weapon that threatens all of humanity before it falls into the wrong hands. On Rotten Tomatoes, 96% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is fantastic.
Pretty good, yeah.
And 95% of Google people who have seen it on Google like it. So 95%. So it's got a lot of people who like it. I think it's interesting what happened with the Mission Impossibles too, by the way. You know, they came out with 1, 2, and 3. And 2 and 3 weren't nearly as good as the first one. And then it was it. Back when those movies were made, that was pretty much like, and those were made the early 2000s. Oh, so the first was 1996, and then next one was 2000, and then 2006. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So back when those movies were made, it was just common that you would do a sequel and then maybe a third installment, and then that's it.
That's right.
You know, and
yeah,
that
nobody
was it.
Went that's past the get. Trilogy at that point for the most
yeah.
part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for
and
Rocky.
That's how it was done right. up until the early 2000s. You only had a trilogy and that's it. You know, Back mm-hmm. to the Future 1, 2, and 3, that's it. No more. You know, that's how it was always done. And then I don't know what did it. I don't know if it's Fast and the Furious. I don't know if it was the Rockies. I don't know what it was, but something happened where they finally went, why do we have to stop at three? And then, you know, they start coming out with more and more and more. And I mean, here we are on Fast and Furious 10 now. And so
oh my,
Mission Impossible is like, well, if they're not stopping at three, we're not stopping at three.
Right. Dollar, so dollar bill. Y'all. That's right. That'll be good.
So, well, I'll say, in my opinion, mm-hmm. the new ones, which would be Rogue Nation and Fallout and Ghost Protocol. I haven't seen the new one, obviously, the latest one. But the new ones to me they're better than at least 2 and 3. They're very, very good. You said you haven't seen the latest
I haven't. Ones, I've seen 1, 2, and 3, and that's it. But yeah. I will definitely check them out.
The latest ones are better.
Oh,
Fallout
great.
Was
okay.
tremendous. Hmm. It was so good. And so I'm looking forward to seeing Dead Reckoning Part 1. And but I was going to say, I did read a bunch of reviews, and most of the reviews say that it doesn't really end on a cliffhanger. Like, it doesn't feel like it's a cliffhanger. It kind of wraps up and sets you up for the next one. So
oh,
it's
cool.
Like, okay. All right, so it won't be so bad that way then. At least hopefully not. Candy, what do we got going on with traffic?
Not much. Watching one accident. This is 29 and Tree Street in Cantonment, and I'm not showing any delays right now. It looks like everything's fine. This is just south of the paper mill, it looks like. Not showing any issues there, and if you do see an accident or a slowdown, text it in if you would, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The got a couple of random facts here for you to share. The cake in the movie 16 Candles, you know, going all the way back to the 80s. 16
right.
Candles is a cake in the movie. It's made of cardboard, and they just put frosting on it.
The one that Sam and Jake are eating at the end? God, that's,
yeah.
It's like, well, I've been lied to my whole life.
They were just given a piece of cake separate. That, yeah, there's just cardboard cake. It's just, why? It's not that hard to make a cake. Come on, props team. To make a cardboard cake would take longer to me than it would be to make a real cake.
Right. It's not like it's going to melt unless it's a Carvel, you know, the ice cream
true,
cakes. Yeah.
It's an ice
like
cream
Fudgy
cake.
The Whale. Yeah. You're going to go.
Yeah. That's kind of, I thought that was kind of strange.
Heartbreaking.
So check this out. We all are familiar with the tune Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star,
mm-hmm.
which sounds like Ba Ba Black Sheep, which sounds like the Alphabet Song,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Turns out Mozart wrote a song called A Vous Dirigez Maman. I'm sure I mispronounced that, but that's okay. That song is the tune for Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Ba Ba Black Sheep, and the Alphabet Song. So every time you're singing lullabies to your kids to go to sleep, or your grandkids, you're singing Mozart.
Man, see, you're fancy. You're much fancier
fancy.
Than you think. That's right. Put your pearls on.
That's right. Turns out you're fancier.
With your opera glasses.
Next time you hear somebody singing like the Alphabet Song, they're like, oh, I didn't know you were fancy.
That's so, right.
Would you like any Grey Poupon? Yeah, you just throw Pardon. Them over that way.
Why, yes.
And they're like, what are you talking about? Like, never mind. I heard it on, you know,
that's right. I heard it on news radio. That's right.
People.
I'm too young to know what Grey Poupon is. Just kidding. No, they still make that right. mustard. There used to be these commercials, though. And that was fun. You would roll up to other people in cars and,
oh, yeah.
Do you have any Grey Poupon?
All the time.
Yeah, not now. It's just
actually,
road rage.
I think
yeah, it's just the Grove.
I think Joe and I had this conversation just recently mm-hmm. about Grey Poupon,
really?
And Gracie didn't know what we were talking about.
Right, and I can see that. Sure, sure.
Yeah,
the old
too young to understand
old commercial
Grey Poupon joke. So, which by the way, speaking of old commercials, you know, with old commercials, you remember things like the "Where's the Beef" commercial?
Absolutely, Clara Pellery. Where's the beef? Right.
Yeah. I saw somebody post something the other day that actually made me laugh out loud. It said, so I guess we completely eliminated a ring around the collar in the 1980s.
Oh, yeah. You never see those whisk commercials. You're right. Yep. You never see those.
They used to have those commercials all the time. Ring around the collar.
Ring around the collar.
Now you never hear about ring around the collar.
Yeah.
Guess
I never really thought about it.
Nothing. We beat it. It's over. So we don't need.
Finally. I mean, yeah. You can tell your kids about the big ring around the collar thing.
Yeah. Now society is. Society is always is doing so much better now. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew will be back on Tuesday. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you guys would like to weigh in, you can text or call. Freddy Krueger had 8 movies. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's right. There's a ton of Jason movies and Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah, that's right.
Friday movies.
Yeah, Jason versus Freddy. Not the worst, by the way.
Yeah,
so surprisingly.
That's another one that was kind of like Mission Impossible, where it was kind of done. And then they were like, well, if everybody else is going past 3 movies, then we'll make more.
Right.
Than 3.
Well, they have 4. Yeah, they did. You're right. They did reboot it. And yeah, you see, I'm a horror just aficionado. And they, yeah, you're right. But there's a ton of Friday the 13th movies. I forget. I think it's AMC or Showtime. It's playing them all. It's like, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. What's new going to happen? Okay. Oh, well, don't get a sleeping bag. God bless you.
All right, coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Stick around right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pet in our communities too by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues through donations, volunteering, and monetary support. Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
What would you think of a car mechanic that when you took your car in to see him said, you know, I don't think you really need to fix this right now. It's going to be fine. I mean, it seems counterintuitive that somebody try to talk you out of doing business with them, but at least you'd know they were honest. You would know that they were telling you for sure what was right. So what about a realtor who tells you maybe sometimes it's better not to buy or it's better to keep renting? May seem counterintuitive, but it does happen. I know because I watched Christina Leavenworth make a video about this just recently where she said, you know, there are some circumstances where it actually makes more sense for you to rent. And then she went through and listed all of them. And the point of that is simply this. Why would a realtor try to talk you out of buying a home unless she was always just passionate about giving you the best information for whatever your circumstance is? See, that's the Christina Leavenworth that I know. You can always count on her to give you the straight answer, even if it's counterintuitive or something that doesn't like personally benefit her, because she just wants to see everybody get the best advice. So when it comes to buying or selling a home, I mean, you just can't do any better than that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Today, at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Mike Dyson, the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue, to learn how you can have a gym membership that fits your life. From convenience, training, and tools, community, and support, Anytime Fitness is here to help you meet your fitness goals. The friendly staff will help you get started with a customized plan. Listen today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew today. It's 7:55, so let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right, and not showing very many slowdowns. An accident on Tree Street and Highway 29. This is south of the mill. Somebody just called and said that's definitely been moved off into a parking lot, so you shouldn't have trouble getting where you're going. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, a judge in Minnesota has now approved a settlement between the city of Minneapolis and the Minnesota Department of Human Rights. That settlement reforming the Minneapolis Police Department's use of aggressive tactics and strengthening its police accountability system. This comes about 3 years now after the death of George Floyd. The Department of Housing and Urban Development estimates 161,000 American families with children experienced homelessness last year. They say that number is on the rise for this year. President Biden's budget for 2024 proposes about $10.3 billion in homelessness assistance programs. And kind of interesting one here, Bobby. I'm seeing reports that Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer plans to add on to the National Defense Authorization Act now. He wants to attach legislation to the military funding bill that would declassify all government records related to UFOs. The bill would be modeled after the JFK Assassination Records Collection Act. And all this is coming as a whistleblower has alleged that the government has retrieved an alien spacecraft.
Yep.
But the Pentagon denies that any programs to reverse engineer alien spacecraft do exist.
All right. Very interesting. I did see a poll recently that the majority of Americans think that the government is withholding information on UFOs.
Because they are.
They've got to be.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they
I want
too.
To believe.
Yeah, well, I don't even want to believe. It's just they are.
Yeah.
There's video evidence of encounters and things that have been leaked. And then the Pentagon has come out and went, yeah, that footage is real. And then they just, nothing else.
And then nothing else after like, that whistleblower came out the first time and said something. And they just unclassified all these documents. And it looks like, yeah, they are going to unclassify more.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they
it's
are.
Interesting.
They've even had a hearing on it in the past, and the hearing basically came out and says, yes, we can acknowledge that there are unidentified flying objects. We don't know what they are. And we're like, well, that's why they're unidentified.
Right. Aerial phenomenon. You
know? So I don't know what they're... So, yeah, I agree with the majority of people who think the government's withholding information. I think they're withholding information because they don't like not knowing stuff.
Sure.
You know, they don't like not knowing. And so they don't like to go and go, yeah, there's something out there. We don't know what it is. And we don't know if we will know what it is. And so we could be being watched by extraterrestrials. It might be some advanced technology from another country. That's just as scary, if not scarier.
Oh, I know. Right. Yeah. What's worse, Russia or the moon?
Yeah, exactly.
The alleged moon.
Yeah. The moon peoples.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree with that one as well. 161,000 people, homelessness on the rise. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody if you really, like, if you pay attention to the homeless.
Is that just in Pensacola or? Just kidding.
Yeah.
God, it's awful. Pensacola.
But that,
it really is.
That's my point, though, is like if you just look at Pensacola alone, you don't even have to look at the rest of the country.
Just drive. Right.
I have friends who live in California. They tell me that the tent cities, you know, where people are just, there's homeless.
Pretty bad.
They said it's just getting worse. They says like every weekend it seems like there's more tents in the tent cities and stuff. So that's quite unfortunate. As we've talked about housing prices a lot on News Radio 92.3, and that's just another effect of it, right? Where people just can't afford housing. And what's unfortunate is with this report from the Housing and Urban Development pointed out is that a lot of them have children.
Very sad.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WM.